we ready to go ahead and go? Okay, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll?
Councilmember Bruce?
Present.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. All right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
First item is a consent agenda. Any questions or comments? Or?
No. Okay, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That takes us to business items. Item 7A, consideration to approve $19,064 from the general fund contingency for a semi-tractor. Paul Stevens.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This is Paul Stevens, Public Works Director. I think I live here most of the time. We need a yard goat semi-tractor is needed to move the solids trailer out of the North Wastewater Treatment Plant. The used track has been located at Freightliner Northwest in Nampa. That will be adequate to move the solids trailer within the treatment plant facility. The cost of the semi-tractor is $18,900 plus administration fee of $150 plus a $14 title transfer fee for a total cost of $19,064.
Okay, and that's for the trailer that we bought for hauling the sludge and
correct
that type of thing? Okay.
It's quite a bit bigger than the old ones, and so it really needs to be moved along to receive the waste from the belt press.
Okay.
So otherwise it just sits in one end and it sort of gloms up, and it doesn't want to come out, et cetera.
I got you. Okay, any questions for Paul on that?
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Paul.
I would move we approve $19,064 from general fund contingency for the semi-tractor purchase.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. And we'll let the record show that Councilmember Christensen is with us.
And present.
Item B, request for consideration of $7,196 from general fund contingency for four employees to attend an eight-day project management program through BSU. Chris Ingalls.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. our programs, our grant programs, they're bigger, they're larger, they cost more for a variety of reasons. We work with a lot of federal funds. Because as we grow, as our grant program grows, as our funding grows, for example, the first 2 months of this year, we put in for $2.4 million worth of projects. So those numbers are increasingly large, and as we get bigger, we function better working under project management. I already have my certifications, and I'm experienced in it, but it's always good for employees to learn it at a base level so that they can refine based on their organization. It would be for my three employees as well as the economic development executive assistant, I think is their title. And there also will be the clause with them because this is a value to take with you to other employment. If they leave, talk with Nancy, Mayor, if they leave before 2 years, then they would have to repay us at a prorated rate for the investment that we would make in that certification education. And I stand for any questions.
Okay, questions for Chris. And another thing I'll say about the grants that they go after, they come in clumps. And so I don't know, you had, what, 10 or 12 up on the board all at once, and Chris can direct those and get them going, but she really needs the assistance from the other people to keep those going, and I think this is a really good program, and it will really help those employees to excel at their jobs. So.
I agree.
Mayor, if I could just...
Yes.
Did I hear then correctly, they would actually lead this program with a project management certificate?
Yes.
Okay. Further question?
No.
I would move we approve $7,196 from general fund for foreign employees to attend the project management program.
One second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Consideration to approve resolution R21-2022. Jared Impey.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Before you, I have a new policy that I'd want to have for your consideration. It's for an investment policy. Basically, what this is addressing is the fact that over the last couple of years, interest rates have dropped dramatically to the point that in the past we had been earning about 2%. Interest rates were higher through the LGIP and other investment vehicles that are more common. We still have CDs with ICCU that are earning about 1%. However, we have, you know, a considerable amount of other funds that are sitting idle that are earning about 0.2% through the LGIP. And the idea behind this is to set parameters in the event that in the future we want to invest in other investments. So the most common one is bonds. So if you just think from your own personal finances, you know, you can invest in stocks in individual companies. Well, this is bonds, so this is essentially, instead of equity in a company, it's debt that is issued by a company. Or another item that we can invest in is federal agencies bonds or state agencies bonds. And this policy helps set parameters so that we wouldn't be investing in anything that would be too risky. I think we even set the requirement that it has to be put out by a bond rating. So a bond rating agency has to have a minimum of an A rating. So it has to be a very strong, stable company or agency. And then it also spells out some non-eligible investments to make it so that we aren't investing in anything that would be deemed as a conflict of interest. And it also spells out some priorities whenever we're looking at ever investing in something, being first, preservation of capital, and then second, to earn some income, and then third, liquidity. So basically, we would be looking at when you would have maturing instruments coming due. So I leave you with this for your consideration. We don't currently plan on moving on this at this time, just with the way that kind of the financial forces are moving. I don't think that it's quite prudent to move on anything with buying any corporate bonds, because when we were looking at this a couple months ago, I think that was before everything, you know, from a worldwide basis was happening with Europeans and all the sanctions that were imposed. And it just creates a lot of instability in the world. And I think until that settles down, I don't think that we need to be necessarily worried about earning a higher rate of return. What we need to be concerned about is first preservation of capital. However, I want this policy available in the event that things kind of slow down and we're able to actually invest in something and focus on income rather than preservation of capital. So I leave you with this
and stand for any questions.
Okay, questions for Jared.
Mayor, nope. If I could. Real quick. Jared, based on this resolution, then, am I to understand and believe that we were pretty restricted in what we could invest in, and this broadens that to the furthering investment groups? Because I thought we still had access to investing in bonds and revenue sharing bonds and things like that previously. Does this solidify that notion?
So, Councilman Christensen, so in the past we have not invested in any of that. We've only invested in the LGIP and CDs. And so this just kind of spells out everything under state law that we're allowed to, and then it restricts it a little further so that it makes it very clear what we deem allowable. So, for instance, non-eligible investments, some items that I felt like could be deemed a conflict of interest would be agencies that would be issuing bonds within the city of CUNA, city limits, for instance, CUNA Rural Fire, CUNA School, Community Infrastructure District bonds issued by developments within the city of CUNA. I just felt like it would be good to avoid any appearance of trying to gain control over other agencies, and also it would be important to basically maintain a level of independence from other agencies within the city. So,
thank you.
Okay, further questions?
Okay, then I would move we approve resolution R21-2022.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution R21-2022. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carried. Proclamation. We have Fair Housing Month. Whereas April 2022 marks the 54th anniversary of the passage of, it actually says 54, and anniversary of the passage of Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, commonly known as the Federal Fair Housing Act, and whereas the Idaho Human Rights Commission Act has prohibited discrimination in housing since 1969, whereas equal opportunity for regardless of race, color, religion, sex, disability, familial status, national origin is a fundamental goal of our nation, state, and city, and whereas equal access to housing is an important component of this goal and fundamental as to the right of equal education and employment, and whereas housing is critical component of family and community health and stability, and whereas housing choice impacts our children's access to education, our ability to seek and maintain employment options, the cultural benefits we enjoy, the extent of exposure to crime, drugs, and the quality of health care we receive in emergencies, and whereas the laws of this nation and our state seek to ensure such equality of choice for all transactions involving housing, and whereas ongoing education, outreach, and monitoring are key to raising awareness of fair housing principles, practices, rights, and responsibilities, and whereas only through continued cooperation, commitment, and support of all Idahoans can barriers to fair housing be removed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Joe Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, Idaho, do hereby proclaim April 2022 Fair Housing Month in the City of CUNA, Ada County, State of Idaho. Next, we have our annual Grange Month proclamation. Whereas social interaction and educational efforts are the keystones that have allowed great achievements in nonpartisan legislative action and much-needed service projects of the Grange, which have benefited the communities and states in which our members reside. And whereas the Grange has played a major role in the development of rural America during the three centuries, advocating for legislative protection for farmers through Granger laws in the 1800s, promoting research and education to improve agriculture and cooperative extension service in land-grant colleges, and working to expand mail delivery and electricity to rural areas in the 1900s, and encouraging the expansion of broadband internet service in the 2000s. And whereas the Grange has remained true to the ideal of developing a better, higher, and higher manhood and womanhood to ensure that each member is given the opportunity to rise to their full potential as leaders, as Americans, and as contributing part of mankind. And whereas the Grange includes all members of the family within their organization to meet, talk, work, and in general act together for their mutual protection and advancement. And whereas the Grange emphasizes civic responsibility and the involvement of people in the legislative process. And whereas the CUNA Grange will celebrate 111 years of service to our city on May 11th, 2022, they welcome all those desiring to make positive difference in the lives of those around them and recognize that the doors of CUNA Grange number 59 in CUNA, Idaho, are open to all seeking to improve our city and state through open discussion, civility toward those who may differ, and to grow as a person. And whereas the values of the Grange are needed by America now more than ever, now therefore be it resolved that I, Joe Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, Idaho, hereby proclaim April 2019 to be Grange Month, April 2022 to be Grange Month in the City of CUNA, Ada County, State of Idaho. And Proclamation 2022, Week of the Young Child. Whereas Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, Idaho AEYC, is celebrating the Week of the Young Child, April 2nd through 8, 2022. And whereas we are working to promote and inspire high-quality early childhood experiences for our state's youngest citizens that can provide a foundation of learning and success for children in the city of CUNA, Idaho. And whereas teachers and others who work on behalf of young children birth through age 8 who make a difference in the lives of young children in CUNA deserve thanks and recognition. And whereas public policies that support early learning for all young children are crucial to young children's futures and to the prosperity of our society. Now, therefore, I, Joe Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, Idaho, do hereby proclaim April 2nd through 8, 2022, as the Week of the Young Child in CUNA, Idaho, and encourage all citizens to work to support and invest in early childhood in CUNA. That takes us to ordinances. Item A, consideration to approve ordinance 2022-08. This is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors DB Development LLC and declaring water rights pertinent thereto are pool for delivery purposes, and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the New York Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date. And I don't see any reason to not fast track this one.
Okay, I would move we waive three readings of ordinance 2022-08.
Second. Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2022-08.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the ordinance. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance 2022-09. An ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors AMH Development LLC and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law. And directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Boise CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date.
I would move we waive three readings of ordinance 2022-09.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2022-09. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2022-09.
Second.
Motion's made to approve ordinance 2022-09. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance 2022-10. A municipal rezone ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and rezoning certain real property to wit, Ada County parcel numbers S131521-2403 and S131521-4551, owned by Sterling Meadows LLC, and S131524460. Owned by the Yes Development LLC, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Idaho, Ada County, and amending the zoning map and directing the city engineer and the city clerk and providing an effective date. And those came from earlier council action, so we should be good to go with that one, too.
Okay. I would move we waive the three readings of ordinance 2022-10. 10.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of 2022-10. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2022-10.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2022-10. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance 2022-11, NYIS. An ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors, Challenger Development Incorporated and Barton Quarry, and declaring water rights pertinent thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, and directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the New York Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2022-11.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2022-11. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2022-11.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2022-11. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance 2022-12 KMIS, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors Challenger Development Incorporated and Barton Corey, and declaring water rights pertinent thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, and directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Boise CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2022-12.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2022-12. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2022-12.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2022-12. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance 2022-13, a municipal rezone ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and rezoning certain real property, to wit, Ada County parcel numbers R1393850100, R1693860010, R1693860290, R1693860280, owned by Vanderkoy Farm, LLC, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map and directing the city engineer and city clerk and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2022-13.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2022-13. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2022-13.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2022-13. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. We have no need for an executive session. Mayor, Council announcements. I just wanted to let you all know that the History Center will be closed pending mitigation of some mold that was found. So at this point, it's going to be a little while before we allow anybody back into that building. And, there's some mitigation steps that they take to paper is very vulnerable, so a lot of the paper records, they have a place they can take those and store them to make sure that that mold doesn't continue and make things mold free. So we're taking steps to ensure that nobody gets sick down there, and then hopefully we can get that fixed here fairly quickly. Like, so imagine it'll take at least a couple of months. I'm not sure what that'll take, but certainly are concerned with health and well-being of the folks that go in there. We had a water line to a refrigerator, I believe, that broke and leaked over the weekend, and I thought that that was all taken care of, but yet apparently it didn't get dried out enough, so there was some mold. I don't know how it's, I don't think it's terribly extensive, but enough that you can see that there's a problem. So anyway, just wanted to make you aware of that. And was there anything anybody else wanted to do? Mm-hmm. Legislature went home finally, so that was good.
Yeah. 81 days?
Yeah.
You
may go ahead.
Pay attention to those guys, especially when legislation comes from Mike Moyle or Jim Rice. I'm sure Mayor's kind of been keeping an eye on this, but their legislation is very aggressively targeted towards limiting your ability to determine your own budget, to determine very aggressively going after property taxes. There's a House Bill 741 that ended up not getting anywhere on this legislative session. I don't think it's dead. I think it's just going to be back.
It is not. It's up for discussion in the interim.
Yeah, and so it's, wow. it's aggressive and it would do some interesting stuff and basically limit your ability to have a general levy and instead say, hey, you don't get to do a general levy for property. You can still collect and repay bonds and different special assessments or levies you might have, but not a general levy for most properties, not all properties, but most. And instead they're going to say, then we're going to increase our state sales tax by like 1.85%, which is a pretty steep increase to sales tax. The idea is, well, we took away your local government's ability to do a property tax, but we're just going to give you, after we as a state collect sales tax, we're going to distribute, if according to some equation, a percentage of the sales tax to the locality. I don't know a lot more research if that would ever pencil to work out for the cities, but it is certainly kind of shifting around how taxes are done quite substantially and limiting your ability to manage your own budget and collect taxes within your jurisdiction. So it's, I politically where you stand on that's up to you, but it's just something I think it's worth keeping your ear to the ground and paying attention to that legislation, especially stuff coming from Mike Boyle and Jim Rice has been very much driven towards affecting local government budgeting. And so if you're worried about your ability to manage your own budget, you should be paying attention to that type of legislation.
And I don't believe that any consideration was taken to the fact that by increasing sales tax 2%, a lot of people are more likely to go out of state and go do grocery shopping in Ontario and things like that. So I don't think there's a lot of good thought put behind it, though. And then it creates very unstable funding because we don't know what sales are going to be like from year to year. So we've, in the last few years, seen a steady increase in sales tax revenue. However, that's all dependent on the economy and who's buying what. So, I think their heart's in the right place, but I don't think they have a good mechanism for that. And hopefully in the off season we can convince them of that. But so far I've been unsuccessful in convincing them of pretty much anything. So yes, that's a good point.
What was that House bill number?
741.
Yeah, and there was another one that I think it was Moyle did 648 that I'm less familiar with that, again, had direct effects on your budgeting authority, and it got through the House this session. It's been announced to the Senate. They immediately referred it to a committee, but it got through the House, and it was one of those breakneck things. I think we talked a lot about House Bill 389 last year, how it was introduced at the end of the session, just cleared
on a Friday and was law on Wednesday.
Basically that kind of thing. And so this one
with
didn't
no
get
public
that
hearing
far, but it got through the House already. Just like, and so I don't know what's in 648. I haven't looked at it as close, but it's just like, man, why at the last second in the session and why did it get through so fast? And it's just kind of, when I see that type of stuff, it starts feeling like 389 again, you know. It makes me nervous. So it's one of those things, like, keep an eye on it. That one's to the Senate now. I think your senator now is Todd Lakey. Yeah, Todd Lakey, and he actually showed up here, and I think he's often been on the other side of these things and kind of resistant to some of the stuff going on. So yeah, I think you have an ear there, at least in the Senate, to talk to if you have concerns and to get information from. So.
Okay. Anybody else have anything fun? Okay.
No, sir.
All right. Well, then, with that, meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.